Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting second. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting third. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jose Vidal. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting third. The right fielder, Bill Voss. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting seventh. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton strikes out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton takes first base on ball four. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tiant fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a fly ball into center field. Vidal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Alvis strikes out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward, who is chasing the ball. Horton reaches third base with a triple. Wagner goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball towards center. AG settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on AG. Horton scores. Askew moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Indians. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal is 0 for 1 in the game. Vidal hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fuller strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0 for 1 in the game. Tiant bunts towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to second. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG. Hinton reaches second base with a double. Brown scores. It's 5-0, Indians. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with John covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy AG is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. AG is 0 for 1 in the game. AG strikes out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive towards short. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0-for-1 in the game. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Voss for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Indians. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer strikes out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey strikes out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal is 0-for-2 in the game. Vidal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fuller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford pinch hits for Don McMahon. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee strikes out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buford moves to second. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0-for-2 in the game. Voss hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0 for 1 in the game. Tiant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 3 in the game. Wagner hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Vic Davalillo now playing center field. Jose Vidal now playing left field. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyer hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. Causey strikes out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 3 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Vidal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Williams pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Tommy Agee. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball into left field. Vidal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCraw for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Walt Williams now playing left field. Steve Jones now pitching. Bill Voss now playing center field. Pete Ward now playing right field. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal is 0 for 3 in the game. Vidal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. he's got one RBI. Fuller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Fuller reaches second base with a double. Vidal goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Indians. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown bunts towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Fuller moves to third. One out. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0-for-2 in the game. Tiant hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Fuller scores. Two outs. It's 7-1, Indians. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0-for-3 in the game. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Boyer hits a line drive towards third. Alves reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.